ye kirunene kiraniyo kirona aye kirunene kiraniyo kirona kiraniyo aya heya heya aye kirona kiraniyo aya heya heya aye
Wonderful. That's That's an oldie, isn't it?
Yeah.
When we sing it in India, it goes way up the Ganges and way down the Ganges, just flowing, and everybody's just with it's just dynamic. That's that chant, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ananda, are you going to India this year?
Yes.
Good. So I just wanted to ask that question since I came down this morning. Are you fine, Premo?
Yes, Shanti Mai.
Yes. Yes. Thank you very, very, very much for your heartful songs. We love them. We've loved them for years and years and years. Isn't it true? Yeah. So, let me begin. Oh, I'm a little bit fuzzy. I mean, I am a little bit fuzzy. What's that?
Crystal clear now.
Oh, well, crystal clear was fuzzy. Maybe Satsang can do that for us all. Oh. Om Shri Satche Mahaprabhu Ki Jai, Paramatma Ki Jai, Gurudev Bhagwan Ki Jai, Satcha Sangha Ki Jai. Well, we could go through a lot of Ki Jais, couldn't we? I asked before I came on, right during Primo's chanting, what we could speak about in satsang today. And I was already considering, and I don't know if you're tired of it or not, but it doesn't matter. For one who is really seriously moving within and living their life from within, thought is of great importance. There's no route to spirituality other than thought. Because you're naturally loving. With no thought, you're naturally loving. You don't have to, again, be cuddly or complimentary or sweet or anything. You're just like the tree rooted to the ground, rising to the sky. It's love. So it was suggested, I was thinking about, and yes, I was thinking about thinking. And boy, what a mess it can be. I want first to say that, first I want to say it's really important. I've said it a million times. I'm going to say it a million more times. Thinking itself, words going through awareness, is not a problem. It's how people think and the worlds that they go into because of the way that they think. And we were in satsang the other day, and I asked someone, because I saw their face, they were showing me their face. People always show me what's happening pretty much in their posture, their face, or they're not listening, or they're off somewhere. You have the indication that something's going on there. So I asked one of the persons in satsang what was happening, and we had to dig a little bit. We always have to dig a little bit. It means... So that person said that they were having a hard time that day. They had become angry. This is very honest. I was very touched by the honesty. I'm always touched by the honesty and the, that you come and bring your situation out in the open. So, it's like a great surrender in a way. Anyhow, we were speaking that this person had become angry, and why? Why are you angry? Because of the way my family thinks of me. So you're thinking about how your par how your people are, or how your family is thinking of you, so that you can hurt yourself. So now your family becomes the little monster in your mind, because here you are in Teerasacha. You're not with your family. Your family may or may not think like that. You can't guess how your family feels. I mean, maybe you know through experience, no doubt, but you are here in France, away from your own country, in nature, creating anger inside of yourself, having to cope with that because you are thinking what your family thinks. Why? Why aren't you here in nature in Teerasacha? Why are you somewhere else, actually creating projections onto your family so that you can hurt yourself? That's what projection is, basically. I think you think. I think you are. I think you. So, what good is that? What does that do for you? Really, I tell you, thinking in a dualistic manner, thinking that you know what other people are thinking, thinking that you are not good enough, thinking that you will never, thinking that you can't, thinking that life is not fair, whatever it is, it's just words going through your awareness, and you hook in and emotionally become imbalanced and hurtful to yourself. And why? Why would you do that? You see, thinking, so the same person said to me, well, then I was thinking something positive. Well, that's good, but I also have known people to put all of their thoughts into positivity, and it's also unbalanced. Positive thinking is not the way. Silent mind is the way. And how is that? It's through you can accomplish that very, very well with a little bit of practice with breath. Shri and I are going to arrange to offer two meditations a month. And you must, if you want to, you must, is always up to you. Follow the meditations for, let me see, two a month would be let's say every 10 days, and then you have 10 days or whatever it is, would have to figure it out to practice this meditation. So if we cut it's a week, a week, a week, and a week, 7 days, 7 days, 7 days, 7 days. And we would breathe. And we would breathe until you got it. Until the breath that you took actually settled the matter and everything washed off of you so that you could see that that was possible. And I might consider some Saint Germain portals of silence meditations. I don't know if I will or not. They looked attractive. Some of them looked attractive. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. Don't know. I want to serve you. I don't want to set up something that maybe is not of your ilk, so to speak, of your awakening. So Sri and I are going to arrange that really soon. And we're almost complete with the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And I'm going to, with Peter and you, feed the cows in Sachidam in reverence and an offering to Krishna, because he was Govinda. Go means cow, Vinda, huh? And Gopala, go cow, pala, friend. Vinda, I think, is maintainer like Vishnu. I'd have to look it up. So that's a little bit of the news. I really would like to see that you can. You can. You can. There's no doubt about it. I would really like to see that you overcome preoccupation with self-harm. Because why? Self-harm is I'm not good enough, somebody's better than me, I'm better than them. All of this kind of dualistic stuff. I'm not happy, I don't know what to do, I don't know. All of this kind of it's like regurgitation. Regurgitation means vomiting. And it's not a time for it, and we can overcome it. This is the good news. Don't not to worry about it at all. Let's get out of it so that we can really move along into the light of our heart, right?
Yes.
And no doubt there's times when we are thinking this or that. We just do. But we'll know how to depart from that place ASAP, as soon as possible. I'm not loved. Somebody is loved more than me. All of this kind of childish, nonsensical, unspiritual. I'm not sure about the word spirituality, but I'm not sure that it's actually a word. This is really natural. This is really natural. This is the way it is to be natural. I was looking at Krishna's Bhagavad Gita. Now in the chapter 16, we're almost finished. Well, it's taken a year and I don't know how long to go through the Gita. Wonderful, wonderful. For me, it was wonderful, and I pray it was wonderful for you. Now the next chapter goes into the demonic kind of personality. And those who are not demonic kind of personality. And I was looking at what Krishna's saying here, and he's saying that the yogi is generous, the yogi is kind, naturally, not falsely, not in getting a deal. I'll be kind to you if you like me. That'll wear out really fast. So it won't last. It won't last. And so these points that he's making for the yogi are actually effortless. And the demonic kind, I don't know why he calls it demonic, maybe there's a better term, but it's very hard and very, well, you can say dualistic. Are you with me?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes. Oh, yes.
I was looking at how it is to be self-centered or selfish, hateful. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of mental anguish. Well, why? Why would we be there? Why would we perpetuate that kind of thing? Stop judging. You say yes, go for it. Find out what it's like without that, how effortless it is to be with people Yeah. So we will have these meditations, and maybe this will be very helpful. I pray that it will be. Shri and I will set it up. It won't happen till after the Gita is complete. Maybe we will get to it sooner. It's only one evening every 2 weeks. Yeah, it's not an overload of anything. So projection. You think that I am. I really don't care what you think that I am. I just love you. And sometimes there can be in that some problem, some situation, something can come up inevitably, right? It can. But fundamentally, forever, I love you. I don't really know what that means, but it's true. You never know what it means until you're in it. And when you're in it, you don't have a definition. Isn't that true?
Yes, sure.
Absolutely accurate. So this idea that someone else is causing you pain could be, but likely you're causing yourself a lot of pain and suffering for nothing, and you're remaining in a state of duality. And as long as you're in a state of duality, you're in a state of ignorance. Ignoring what is. What is in everyone? Revelation. Realizing. It's not a, the life of a realized soul is completely different. Once you realize your life will be completely different, even though it's pretty much the same. That's the beauty of it, really. Hardly anybody can tell. Nobody can tell. Nobody needs to know. It's not important. You don't become something. You're less and less and less and less and more and more and more and more at once. Immeasurable. Like love. You can look at love. Love is a stairway. Love is a way, for sure. Particularly the love that you cannot define. So that's what I wanted to speak to you about. Got it. That's not what I wanted. I want the participants and the hands are up. Ken is there, and anyone else who wants to raise their hand, raise your hand soon because then we can measure the time of the satsang.
Namaste.
Namaste, Ken.
Namaste, Guruji. Namaste.
How are you?
I'm very well, Guruji. Thank you.
Good. They say
Yes.
you should never ask a person that question, but I do all the time, so.
Yes, I love it when you ask me. Guruji, it's good that you talked about realized beings. You mentioned about realized beings, and I was just listening to a recording of an interview stroke satsang. Made by Givanjali in 1999 with Maharaji.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, because I you're cutting out.
Okay.
Yeah, start over again and go slowly so that the
So, yeah. So I was just considering realization or realizing that you were talking about. And there was an interview slash satsang given by Maharaji in 1999. And that was recorded by Jivanjali. And she was the one interviewing him. And in it, he talked about the three prerequisites for realization. Number one was a vegetarian diet. Number two was no wine. I think he meant no alcohol in general. And number three was no sex. So he talked about those three things. And he explained a little bit about why as well. For instance, the vegetarian diet purifies the blood. And then the no sex bit is about the energy that goes outwards, then goes inwards rather than, yeah. But he didn't talk about the no wine thing. So I was just wondering your view about your view on the three prerequisites that he talked about. Yeah.
Why does it come up?
Well, it is something that a lot of people, especially in the Western world, I suppose, not struggle with, but have to contend with. I mean, in India as well, some people, are naturally. It's easier for them because, they embrace a vegetarian diet. They don't have much or no alcohol in some places. Sex may be just for procreation, but not seen as like, a recreation so much. So, whereas
Well,
in the West.
I think Maharaji's talking about lust. Means you can't look at a woman without looking at her rear end or her breasts or how she could be in bed with you. And vice versa. And for gay people, vice versa. And for trans people, vice versa, whatever it is a matter of looking at somebody not for their persona, but for their potential sexual pleasure. And that's what it is, all only. Okay.
That also relates to our own thinking and projection, then, doesn't it? What you were talking about earlier, all of that you've just talked about, our think.
I'm not understanding what you mean, Ken. Please,
So our
I'm
thinking about what sort of pleasure we can get out of that interaction with that person, in terms of the sexual thing, we think about it, we project into it. So that is, we spend so much energy on that to the extent that it becomes all absorbing.
Who spends
I
their
no, I
energy
don't know.
on
We
that
not the
so
royal
that it
we. No,
becomes so absorbing?
yeah, I know.
This is the thing. And we're stuck again. We'll wait a minute. Are you there, Ken?
I am.
One thing I will say is that you and I have talked about this a lot through letters or something like that, because it's very curious for you and it's curious for a lot of people. Antisa asked the same question. It brought up an interesting thing for me. Let's talk about meat eating. That actually, it probably comes around not to be a moral issue, but to be a chemical issue. And if I were a meat eater, which I'm not, I don't, you can be whatever you want to be in any way, shape, or form. With me, no problem. You can do what you do. I don't see anything in the way of self-realization, except for one's own ignorance of their true nature. And there's ways to come to that. To see that very clearly. And I'm never going to defy or go against my master's words. He means what he means. And we have, I have a beer once in a while, I have a glass of wine once in a while. It's never hurt me, it's never caused any problem at all. But there is something about the chemistry of and the hormones and the mistreatment and the fattening and the cruelty to what we eat. This has become a real problem. They'll drag these bulls because they can't walk themselves because of their weight. They will hormone them to the point where they're pure muscle and cannot move on their own legs. So my view is it becomes more of a health issue than a moral issue, because humans have always eaten meat, fish, fowl. They always have, and I don't see myself any problem with it. I've been a vegetarian since I'm 18 years old, and I eat fish on occasion. So, and that just started a couple years ago. I would say that health-wise, and I figure that this is probably part of the mental illness of our society, is the hormones and the cruelty and the slaughter and what how our food is brought to us. So to me, that's the problem. It's not whether you eat meat or not. If you're a meat eater, I would go the extra expense to find organic. I would go the, and we can't even be sure that that's true, but I would go the extra length to find grass-fed, pasture-fed, whatever it could be that leaves an animal in its natural habitat and uncruel and hormoned and all this stuff. My God, it's terrible. And people are eating it, and I think it affects our society, and God bless everyone. So that's my view on that, Ken. And sexuality, I think, what's wrong with nothing? It's a matter of treating everything as though it is your possible pleasure, or just to look it, and always to go to the lower chakra. And so there's very healthy sexuality, intimacy, no problem.
So I have to say, Guruji, through my conversations with you, they have been immensely, immensely, incredibly helpful. Thank you so much. I mean, things have got so thin now these days, not physically me. Like, seeing through the veil of it and all that. Yeah. So thank you. And
Yeah, you're welcome.
just
Welcome.
another thing that came to attention, right, came to my attention in that interview was the use of the word ego by Maharaji three times actually in the interview. I suppose it was probably a language thing, maybe that was the word that was floating, in the common parlance in those days. So whereas you've always talked about egoic thinking, yes, egoic actions, yes, ego is not an entity.
No, it's not. No, it's not. And there are volumes of Buddhist teachings, volumes of Hindu teachings that consistently treat ego as though it's something that hangs on you rather than an action that is selfish. So I have a library in my Kindle of a read any that have the word ego in them. And some of the finest writings on earth do not refer to ego. They never talk about it. We never talk about it. We just talk about how to get clear on who we are fundamentally and like that. And how to see through what appears to obscure our view. And it's a journey, and sometimes it's very arduous, and sometimes it's very smooth. Expect both, or don't expect anything, and it will be both. That's probably better than anything. Yeah, you look
That's
really
encouraging.
good. You
Thank
look
you.
happy and healthy, aren't you?
I am actually, yes, I am happy. Yes. As well, thanks to the graces of Satcha and everyone and the divine, yes.
Thank you.
I don't ever forget that actually, yes. The
Thank you.
grace and the blessings.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God, of course. Yeah. Thank you, God. Yeah.
That's right.
Thank you,
Namaste.
Guruji. Namaste.
Namaste. Ali.
Good morning, Shantimai.
Good morning, Ali. How are you?
Fine, love
Oh,
you.
I'm not supposed to ask that question, but I always do.
I love you.
I
And
love.
I would like if you speak a little bit about acceptance and detachment, if they are together and why.
Wait a minute. What and detachment? I didn't get the first word, Ali.
Acceptance.
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 Oh, acceptance. And detachment.
Actually. If they go together and
I
why?
have a trick, but it really works. Accept everything as it is, even what you don't accept. Accept that you don't accept and accept. That's it. Done. Finished. You don't have to work accepting things you don't accept, just accept that you don't accept them. That takes a lot of the fire out of it. And it also gives the opportunity for that non-exception to pass or be unimportant. It's a good trick. It's a yogic trick. And do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I will
No,
accept.
no, 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 no,
No,
no. You
I
know
will
what?
listen
Do you
again.
know where this came from? Do you know where this came from?
No.
It came from the pundits when they go to the bathroom. They take that thread and they wrap it around their ear for centuries upon centuries upon centuries. And that's exactly where it came from. Where else did it come from?
The string doesn't,
Huh?
so that the string doesn't drop into the.
That's it. Yeah. So the thing doesn't drop into, actually, so the sacred thread does not become,
Sorry.
yeah, that's right. So anyhow, it's a trick, but it's all encompassing, and it really, it's just things are as they are. And detachment is a, it's a land of potential and possibility. And a very, very open space in the heart and mind, so to speak, poetically speaking. And you will, I don't like this word because I feel that it's not the right word, but I'm going to use it. You will allow from within yourself, you will allow everything to be as it is. I will permit, but it's just garbage talk about permit or allow. It's garbage talk because it is as it is. But we're going to go there for a moment. It's exactly like what Ken and I just went through. This is Maharaji's way. No problem. Am I going to contradict what Maharaj is saying to his students and the people he's talking with? No. Do I see it differently? To some degree, I do. Do I still respect my master? Incredibly so. Am I against him because I see things a little differently? Not in any way, shape, or form. So, detachment. I don't have to weigh Maharaji's view against mine. You understand? That's detachment. That's one of the aspects of detachment. He can be him and I can be me. And everybody can be themselves. And most people are here to move something. It's not anything, actually. That's the most wonderful thing of all. Out of the way. So that they can see because they are seers, because they are yogis, because they are heartful, because they are loving beings, because they're wise and extremely, I would say, intelligent and well-directed. And must be very honest with themselves. And that's a detachment too, isn't it? And seeing yourself as a creation of the divine and great mystery that no one can figure out. And how beautiful is that? And detachment really is, it is as it is. And what comes into that, so to speak, sometimes words are really difficult. What comes into that spaciousness of detachment? Love. It's the grandest love on earth, detachment, for oneself, for other. Maharaji said I was born detached. I agree. I agree with that. Maharaji said I was born detached because my father wasn't there when I was born. I didn't care. Because I was married at 15, and that's really quite crazy. I didn't care what anybody thought. And it wasn't like I was, I don't care. I just never thought about it. That detachment has only made way for a great love to be as potent as it is and simple. I have never spoken to my children about what they ought to do in their lives, ever. They've never asked me. I've never commented. Never. Isn't it true, Indra? There's no, you've been around for a long time, 30 years. Never. My daughter has never asked for my advice, and I have never given it. And she's turned out very well. My son, Don, he never asked for my advice. Of course, I didn't raise him, and I never gave it. He died young of self-inflicted problems. And then there's Russ. He never asks me for a bit of advice. I never give it. And in that place, there is a tremendous love between us, regardless if it was Donnie who created a hardship for himself, Wendy, who as a grandmother herself, or Russ. It's all detachment means real love. And sometimes it's a little difficult. I won't say it's terribly difficult, but sometimes it's somewhat difficult, let's put it that way, to set that jewel in the crown. Sometimes it's a little hard, but it is extremely worth it. Sometimes love hurts. And how do we heal it? We heal it with love. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening very attentively. Sometimes it's painful, but
Yeah.
Love, sometimes to love, sometimes it's painful.
Don't overthink it.
Yes.
There's a guy who, there's a man who went up Everest. It's a very interesting interview. It's on the internet. He went up Everest. He was up there by himself. His Sherpa left, went back down. He went up Everest all by himself. He said, I was the highest man on earth at one moment. It's true. Huh? And then he got sunblinded for a month and he couldn't see a thing and he had to get down off the mountain. Two things he said. Well, he had huge faith. That was really good. He said he always felt that there was a presence with him, but he couldn't see. And Everest is a big deal. You know, it's a big, big deal. The interview is very, very good. And he said, don't overthink it. He learned this in the, I guess he was a Navy SEAL or something like that. Don't overthink it and know you can die, but the likelihood is you can get through this. And your effort and your challenges are not very big. They're not climbing down Everest blind. It's just a matter of changing your view. And letting things be as they are and overcoming it and not overthinking it and not getting yourself into it and watching it solve itself. And being tremendously honest with yourself, which is the best place to be, even though sometimes it's like, I don't want to. Right?
Yes.
Well, all of that went in. You don't have to remember a thing. I saw it going in.
See you soon.
I will see you soon.
Yes.
I will see you soon. I'm sorry I'm not coming to Milano this time, but I want to come home. I want to come home.
Yeah.
Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you, Shantimai.
Thank you, too. Shanti, yes.
Namaste.
Namaste. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good to hear.
Wanted to say thank you for the Bhagavad Gita transmissions. There's been some times recently where I have been a little bit up and down and overthinking in my head, and having those to listen to, they really bring me to some different level of acceptance and understanding. And
hold on, this is really good for you. This other level.
Yeah.
I would if I had a desire around you, which I kind of do, but it's not a big deal because your desire is more important than mine. No doubt about that. I would desire that you find that place where you don't create your own suffering and remain there as long as you want to. And sometimes you're going to be pulled down by thoughts. That's natural. But you learn how to dismiss them. Go ahead, please.
I guess I was just thinking that, you know, I find it when I'm listening to you very easy to fall into that understanding, and I do find it more difficult to hold on to when I go and interact and, you know, do the thing that I have to do and connect with people and the people in my life who are struggling. And I find that
you have somewhat of an addiction, so to speak, to misery. Well, you do. I'm just going to say it. You do. And you know you do. And we're attempting in every way, shape, or form. And you move along quite beautifully. And slow or fast doesn't matter. It's a matter that you see that the Gita in itself, that you're touched by it and you can move to a different kind of presence in yourself. Is that true?
Yeah, it's sometimes feels not even in myself. It's just somewhere
What have you defined yourself to be that it's not yourself?
It's a good question.
Well, let's leave that alone. Let's leave that alone. You take that home for yourself. You need not answer me. It's a good question for you, and I think you asked it yourself. So go ahead.
I think that's all I need to say. Thank you.
You're very welcome, and it's getting thinner and thinner and thinner. And what do you care what people think?
It's more that I feel like I want to ease their suffering, but I guess I have to ease mine first.
You are doing, as far as I can see over the years that we've been together, you're moving along quite well. You have to give yourself a break. You come to the meditations when Sri and I get them ready, huh?
I think yeah, I will. Helpful. Definitely. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, too. You're not the only one, Shanti. You're not the only one. When we're speaking to you, we're speaking to many others. And I thank you for bringing to satsang what you bring to satsang. It's very important.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, Tim, how you doing?
Namaste, Shantimai.
People, how you doing?
Sorry?
I'm not supposed to ask how you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. I'll forgive you. That's okay. yeah, really interesting.
Hey, I wanted to ask you before you begin, are you not offering any more?
No, I am. I had one. I had them scheduled last weekend, but we had torrential rain. It was just not possible. So I've got another one scheduled the middle of this month, middle of September, actually.
Okay.
But we've had very, very heavy rain down south. So I had to cancel two lodges Saturday and Sunday. I took Saturday, went to Sunday. It was still too much rain. So unfortunately. Okay. I had a situation during the week. We had some big life decisions when we decided to sell our family home up here in Perth.
Wow.
And we're going to be based down south more now. And, we put the house on the market. We sold it really quickly, got a really good price. But just to what you were saying before, I just found that, you know, even though despite all of that, I found this story emanate within me and just took me on this ride of just like, it was like a, you know, it was like just seeing this, it was this greed and horrible sort of thing. Like, could I have got more? All these types of conversations came up and it took me in my body. It took me in my head. It took me everywhere, you know, and it was like a sort of a, it was like a thrashing crocodile that I couldn't really contain. And it took, you know, over time, I just had to bring awareness to it and calm the whole thing down. But it was really interesting. And as I've found, like on my journey, it's like the quality of that experience, it's subtly different. Like it was still intense. Like it was full on, like in terms of I couldn't deny that I was feeling those feelings and having those thoughts. But it wasn't long lasting. Like what didn't go on for weeks, or it didn't go on for, like it didn't go on the way it used to go on. Like, so the detachment for me was a feeling of, yeah, it doesn't, it's not that I'm not trying to become a feelingless being. Like I'm not
Oh,
trying to ignore
no.
these feelings. I'm like
No.
just awareness, and just expanding that awareness to the feeling. And ultimately it detaches away from me, so to speak.
And you can have something to do with it too.
Of
Like
course.
Ade was saying, and you did have something to do with it because you realized that it's not where you wanted to be, no matter how long it was going to last. It was uncomfortable. It was consuming. It was your focus, and so why would you want to be there? So you
Yeah.
dismissed it as quick as possible. And this detachment is love. True love is extremely detached. It's just a wide open heart and a wide open mind without any opinions or judgments or any of it. None of it. Yeah. So this detachment is not far away. It's not hard to reach the person who's detached. It's a Again, I'm going to use this word. It's extremely easy to be in touch with that person because they love you, Tim, just the way you are. Whether you're going through this or you're going through that, there's nothing on it. It's just you're going through this or you're going through that.
Yeah, I love what you said before also about accepting not being able to accept. Accepting that. Yeah.
Except the whole ball of wax. Where do you think that statement came from? You're one of my heroes, Tim.
Oh.
Oh,
Cool. And
really?
you, Shantima. Thank you.
Yeah, we have that together. How is Chanupa?
Good. Yeah,
Yeah.
very good. Yeah, I was really disappointed we couldn't get those lodges away this weekend. And yeah. It's very rare that it happens, but the rains were so it was torrential. It was full on.
Just to add just another second, because I think we have one more hand up. We have two. This idea, because you're not a greedy person. Greedy people don't depart from greed. They live in it. So you're not a greedy person. How did it feel to have that moment of recognition of that kind of harshness?
Yeah, it was very informative, because it felt really ugly, because when you're in it, like when you are the greed, it's undiscernible from who you are. But when you see the greed, it's ugly.
Oh, that's it. That's it.
And it was a wake up for me, because I've grown up in a family that is very money orientated, and it's been a part of my life. There's no denying it. It's been part of my conditioning. So to actually see it and acknowledge it and Yeah, just see it for what it is, which is ugly, and it lacks gratitude, you know, is the other thing. It was devoid of any gratitude whatsoever. You know.
So, Tim, in the world of acceptance, can you accept, will you, or do you, or whatever the prefix is, do, will, I don't know. It's not actually a prefix, so it's a precondition, I would say. Do you see that when a person is caught in it, the compassion is the way to really see them?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, in this moment, I feel that very strongly. You know, I feel a com you know, I feel a yeah, I don't know what the word, maybe a I'm feeling something. I'm feeling like it's a more letting go almost and more
Yeah.
surrender.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Release, release.
Yeah,
The
yeah.
Zen masters were bright with release. Letting go, nobody ever
Yeah.
does. They
Yeah.
just talk about it.
Mm.
When am I
So
going to
yeah.
see you next in person? Will you come to India?
Yeah, I'm hoping to come to India in January or February. Yeah.
Great. Come in February so that I can see you.
Okay, yeah, no, I'll be there. I'm not coming when you're not there, so yeah, thank you.
Are you gonna
Thank you, Shantanu.
come to Tirthasatra again?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, try and stay for longer than 3 days next time, I think.
Well, whatever it is, we would just love to see you, Tim.
Thank you, Shanti Maya. Thank you so much. I love you.
Love you too. Take care now. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you for the conversation. It was great. Zikar.
Shanti Maya.
How are you?
I'm just so happy to have you in my life.
Really?
Yes.
Well, where have you been?
I am all the time in Madrid.
In Madrid.
In
Oh.
Madrid, 40 degrees all summer. But
Is it hot?
yes, very hot. But it's where I need to be.
Yeah, okay, good. Good.
There's things that keep me here somehow.
Good. Good. What's on your heart, or why did you raise your hand?
Because I really need to say thank you so much to you. You are with me every instant. You carry me. It's been challenging and the most beautiful. And I miss you. I miss going to Terra de Sacha
Yeah, I
and
miss you too.
trees and the river. And I just needed to tell you.
Well, ultimately and intimately and whatever, thank God for our relationship, huh? Yeah.
Yes, you are a blessing.
Yeah.
I can't express every word like when you talk about. You gave me a sadhana that was to be loving. I stayed with that, and this neutrality where I don't need to be loving this. Every concept, it's becoming so true.
Yeah.
The thinning where it's effortless, and there is big challenges, these rock thoughts that, so what? Then you come and you, so what?
That's life.
Move
That's
on.
life. That's the way life is.
Yes.
Okay. Life is challenging. It really is.
Yes.
No.
And this deep relaxation in love with all its difficulties. And just like my heart sings your name, Shantima, because you found me and you, it's, sorry, I cannot say in words, but I just needed to break through.
Yeah.
It's been so long since I've seen, been in Terra Sacha or talked to you.
Well, come when you can, and thank God for your life,
Yes, I
for
do.
the challenges, and for the love. And for the for your own willingness to see clearly.
It's a burning inside.
Yeah.
It's a burning.
Well, that's wonderful, because that fire's not hot. It's just totally consuming.
And it's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. That's
it's
right.
Deep.
That's right. It's calm.
From, you know, the suffering of narrow, you've walked with me through this. Everything that happens to me is right.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep, that's right.
No doubt.
That's no doubt. That's right.
And
thank you, God.
Thank you, God. And the Gaia Dimanta has become like a vibration inside. And anytime I'm going into, I have a ferocious temper, just go back to it and relax into it.
Yeah, Sahar and I were just speaking about the experience of the frequency of the Gayatri or any mantra that you're intimate with, and how, you know, I live in Om Purnamadaha. That's Gayatri is my mantra, and Om Purnamadaha is my home.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is really the shelter of my soul. And and like you say, the fire, huh? That illuminating, consuming fire. It's wonderful.
Thank you, Shantima.
Thank you too. Remember to continue to thank God. Ultimately, always thank God. Thank God for everything. I don't know who God is, but God is all around me. Within me, within you, within our perception is all there is. So is it dualistic to thank God? Maybe. Who cares?
It's so nice, it doesn't matter.
It's wonderful.
I think this is what I wanted all my life.
So. Oh, yeah. All your lifetimes.
Yes.
All your lifetimes. Absolutely. We're continually moving into that illumination, that consuming illumination, which leaves us in nowhere but love. Huh? Nowhere else. We don't care how much time it takes. We don't care if it takes lifetimes. We're not on a time schedule. We're just consistently moving in that direction. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. We don't look at each other how you've improved or not. I get to talk to Shanti Mira about that for a moment, because I just really love to speak to her about taking a breath. Just take a breath. Give yourself a break. She does, and she will. Thank you, Sikar.
Thank you, Shantimai. Hopefully I'll see you soon.
Yeah, me too. I'll wait for you.
I'll make it there.
Chanda, namaste. Well, you're still not on. You're still not on. You're the closing, the completion of our satsang. So thank you. And there. I can
hello,
hear you.
Hello, namaste, Shanti Mai, beloved Shanti Mai. It's been it's nice to see, good to see you again. And I've been going up and down with my hand because that's like what's happening with me, you know, it's just, there's a lot of trust and sometimes I can see, not trust. I mean, there's little trust in my body.
Hey. How about if we close this conversation totally and open it up in a different way? Let's just trash trust.
Okay.
Everybody's looking at me like, whoa. No, they're not. I'm just saying that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can.
Wait. Let's trash trust. And the reason we're going to trash trust is exactly what you're saying. There's sometimes this big trust and sometimes this little trust and sometimes no trust at all. So my view of trust, I want you to hear, please, is that it's a hinge. Do you know like a hinge on a door? Do you know what a hinge is? It's the little apparatus that holds the door in place when you open it and close it.
Okay.
Usually there's two of them on a door. It can be a long one. We trust when we get what we want. And we don't trust when we don't get what we want. And that's the story of trust. Now we're going to replace it for you with something much more substantial.
Okay.
Faith. Faith. I don't know how to define it, but it gives you over to existence, whatever it may bring, that you know we can just trash trust. That you know without a shadow of a doubt that one way or another you're going to get through this. And that you're never alone. And you may not get what you want, and you may get what you want, but as the Rolling Stones say, you don't always get what you want, but if you try sometime, you just might find you get what you need. That's Mick Jagger. He's 80 years old, still rocking.
That's true.
What's wrong with that guy? I think he's on a wind-up thing.
Why?
So it is faith that is much more powerful, much more stable, is not so pivotal, and you must depend upon it. Trust, you can't depend upon it, because you will say, if I get what I want, I trust. If I don't get what I want, I cease to trust. Well, I just don't trust that because it just doesn't bring me what I feel I need. And faith is like a yes. Yes, I will, I do. Don't overthink it, like the guy going up or down Everest blind. And know that you'll die in this possibly, but there is a great chance that you're going to get through. That's called faith. And you are going to get through it. And you'll access your wisdom, will be emerging from you in a greater way once you come through these challenges and see them for what they are.
Yeah. Shall I point it out a little bit more specific?
Sure.
It's happening. I don't know. There's from inside, there's a lot of wisdom coming out, you know, it's a lot, you know, and you started this satsang with abuse. I just feel like it's burning through a lot of stuff. So I'm just somewhere also. Well, sometimes I just don't know. For example, there's some disagreements in my world, you know. which used to, the people I was around with, they used to fuel, it used to be nourishing somehow. And I don't know if I should go back there and solve the problems and place my statement or not. And I'm finding a new way to, or there is a new way to be in the, to be in this world.
Good. Good, 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 good. Good. And maybe you don't depend on an old way to be in this world, but you just walk step by step in this new way.
Yes, yes, yes. That's what it is. I have to go. I go step by step and
have faith in yourself, and have faith in God, and have faith in your environment. Have faith in love. Have faith in the wisdom that's emerging from you. Have faith in all of that. That it's going to bring you through, and you're definitely it is bringing you through. You're even talking about a new way of approaching life.
Yeah, just I feel like the whole thing is like I do have to find my own way to support my,
well, of course,
my hardware, you know.
Of course, but you're not alone, and it's really important that you know that you live in an emanation of grace. Otherwise, you couldn't even consider these things.
Yeah, I know. I'm the thing is, no, it's not the thing is. It's I've said, I just spoke about it. It is basically the relation of grace and physics and, you know, I mean, with Sacha Bhakta, I was, it was a really good way to be physical, you know, and to support one another in a physical way also. And now there has been a very good amount of dropping inwards since he has left.
Well, I don't know what that amount looks like, but I would just dive in.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't need, you know, you don't need a physical, maybe, perhaps, I don't know what you need. Things are as they are to encourage you to dive in. That's what I would say. Whether there is evident support, or Sacha Bhakta's been gone for how long? 2 years, 3 years?
2.5.
Yeah. So now it's time that you stand on your own 2 feet, and you're getting here.
Sorry.
And you're 100% not alone.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I've been spending much time alone.
Me too. I love to spend time alone. Me and myself get along really well. I just love being with me. We have a good time, me and me.
That's good.
Yeah. Hint, hint, hint. I have to go. But I think that we have, and you can write.
Okay.
Yeah, I must close satsang only because, I don't need to explain. You can write, and you can get on to the satsang every week, and we can consider this. You're coming through. And
yeah, that's good. It's true. It's just I'm so used to ask how it works, you know, somehow.
Well, you're not going to get those answers right now, how it works. You're just going to have to walk through it and see how it works.
And forget and enjoy the fear that arises once in a while.
Skip the fear. If you call it adrenaline, that can be something else. Fear, no.
Okay.
Fear not. Fear not. Fear not. All is God. Fear not. Fear not, fear not.
That was what I needed to hear.
If it's adrenaline, it can be fun. But if it's fear, forget it. I love you. I'm going to go. Namaste.
Okay, thank you very much, Auntie Mai.
Very, very, very welcome. Thank you, too. Primo?
Om Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram 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 Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Om Shri Ram, 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 Jai. Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Om Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Om Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Om Shri Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Om Shri Ram, 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 Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Om Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram.
Thank you, Grandma.
I love you.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I actually thrive on your love. I was saying in satsang the other day, you know, somebody said they were doing something for me. They had a question for me. I said, you have no question for me. You have a question for yourself, okay. But I said, there's nothing that you can give me, actually. I'm not after anything from you except your love. I float upon it. I live on it, and I'm grateful for it, and it's incredible. It's an incredible return for being in your life. I'm absolutely stunned by the grace of your love. That's really, really true, 100%. That's what I receive from Sangha, is an incredible wave of grace and love. No, absolutely. Oh. Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste, Shanti Mira.